Blog Talk Radio.
I'm good.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord. We thank Him for His goodness, His mercy, His loving kindness, His compassions that fail not. We bless His holy and righteous name on tonight. Truly the Lord is good, and all the time God is good. And we are so grateful for His loving kindness and His compassions that fail not. We bless His holy and righteous name. He is to be exalted in the earth, King of kings and Lord of lords. God has highly exalted. The word says God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, both on the earth, in the earth, and above the earth. Jesus is Lord. Amen? Jesus is Lord. And we thank God that He's Lord of lords. Hey, we bless His holy and righteous name. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end, who has the keys of death and hell. He said, behold, I am alive, and I am alive forevermore. We thank Him. We thank Him. We thank God that God raised Jesus up from the grave, from the dead. He is highly exalted. So we thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him again. The angels bow in His presence. They cry, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth is full of His glory. And we thank God for His goodness, you know, His manifested glory. You know, we look at the things of this earth, there's no other way to describe it. That there must be a God somewhere, you know, that created all of this. Everything is in order. Everything is in place. Everything is in order. Think about this, you know. The night that's ruled by the moon, sun that rules by the day, the earth is moving continuously, 1,000 miles per hour, 24 hours in a day. I mean, everything is in order, perfect order. And we thank God that we have the seasons of the year. All of this is according to plan, according to creation, according to how God has scheduled and place everything in the earth. You know, there must be a God somewhere that knows everything. Amen? Amen. And we praise Him on tonight. We certainly are glad to be back and to be here to minister the word of the Lord. You know, we certainly are glad for that occasion, for this opportunity. We're still talking and ministering on the end time. You know, still ministering on the end time. This is where God would have us to be, and we are so grateful. Amen? So we bless His holy and righteous name. We're going to pick up where we left off from last week. Amen? Verse 27, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcasses is, there will the eagle be gathering together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens, and there shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Amen. Amen. May God richly bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for another day's journey. We thank you for this worship experience on today. Before we go any further, Lord God, we want to cry out for forgiveness. Forgive us of our sins. Wash us in your blood. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Give us of thy spirit, Lord God, afresh and anew. A spirit that's worthy to come into your very presence. Father, we are grateful for the Holy Ghost, the very spirit of truth. We ask him to lead us and guide us and teach us and bring all things back to our remembrance, the things that are necessary for this worship experience from today. God, we ask that you would send your word. Send your word, Lord, with power and authority. We ask, Lord God, you take authority over every hindering spirit that would come to interfere, and we bind it up and help us over these services. Now, Lord, our soul cries, yes, Lord. Yes to your will, yes to your way. We ask that you would speak, Lord. Say what thus saith the Lord. Your children desire to hear your voice and to know what it is that you require of them on this day. Father, we ask that you bless us. Bless us, God, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept is our prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. Certainly, we thank God. We thank God for these worship experiences, these worship services on tonight. Amen. We're talking about Jesus coming back to the earth. You know, when he comes, it's called the second advent. When he comes back with the church in the eastern sky. In the eastern sky, he appeared with, Jude said, with 10,000s of his saints. Let's go to the chapter, let's go to Jude and pick it up there for a minute. The book of Jude. We're going to look at verse 14 and verse 15 and verse 16 of the book of Jude. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of this, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convict all that are ungodly among them, and all their ungodliness, ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speech which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murderers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men, persons in administration because of advantages. Amen. Behold, the Lord cometh, thousands of his saints. Now let's keep in mind, coming back, what is he coming back for? You know, when the rapture said, the rapture appeared in the clouds, and it was so quick, in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye, he came back, and the dead in Christ got up first. They rose. They arose from the dead. They took on their glorified body. They met their bodies in the air, and they took on their bodies in that order. Then we which were alive and remain were caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Amen? The rapture was done in a twinkling of an eye. But when he comes back to fight for, in the battle of Armageddon, when he comes back for the fight, the whole world sees him. The whole eastern sky is lit up. Just let me take your mind for a minute. The Lord, in the brightness of his appearance, in his great white apparel, you know, white horse, you know, with the 10,000s of his saints, when they come back and they're ready to fight the battle of Armageddon, just think about it. The whole eastern sky is lit up, and everybody here that's here on the earth see his appearance. Amen. He comes back to the Garden of Olives, the very place where he went up, the same Jesus that you see ascend up, he shall descend in like manner. He comes back in the to the Garden of Olives and goes into the eastern gate and exit on the out, on the western gate of the city, and go to a strategic place called the Battle of Armageddon, or Megiddo, the Valley of Megiddo, where the battle is fought. Amen? 10,000 of his saints. I want to take you now to the book of Revelation, you know, just laying foundation, you know, just giving scripture, you know, Revelation chapter 19. Let's look at Revelation chapter 19. Let's look at verse 11. And I saw the heavens open, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon it for him was called faithful and true. And in his righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with vesture, dripping blood, and his name was called the Word of God. Amen. Verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon the white horse, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it he has smite the nations. Okay? And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he thread upon the winepress and the fierceness of his wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thighs a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. And he's coming back for war. He's coming back for battle. He gathered the fowls of the air to this strategic place called the Battle of Armageddon. Out of his mouth, a two-edged sword. You know, the word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, God's word, spoken by God himself, created universes, created worlds, visible and invisible. You know, the word of God, spoken by God. You know, what, you know, the word has power. Just think about it. The whole universe is being sustained by the word of God. The whole universe, just think about it. The sun has never went to the repair shop. You know, the earth has never stopped moving on its axis. 1,000 miles per hour moving from creation. We're talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands, billions of years, still maintaining what God created it to do. You know, we're talking about God, the creatorial God of this universe, who has all authority, you know, come to a place in defense of Israel to fight in this battle. Who shall go for us? Who shall fight in this battle? The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. When the saints come back, they come back with him, riding upon white horses. You know, they go to the strategic place called the Battle of Armageddon. You know, the tenfold kingdom, the false prophet, Satan. All of this is the score. The rock that was hewed out of the mountain, the metallic beast on the feet, and broke it into pieces. You know, destroyed the ten-toed kingdom. You know, you know, the old revised Roman Empire. You know, once the one world order is what we're talking about. One world government, the one world banking system. The one world religion. You know, the dispensation of grace has ended. You know, we're about to move over into the millennium age. God comes to establish his kingdom here on the earth. Who can resist him? Who can stand against him? No one. You know, no, there's no power on the earth or in the earth that can withstand or to fight against God. All power, all authority comes back to call the fowls of the air to eat all of its flesh, the flesh of men, the flesh of horses. You know, destroyed with the brightness of his spirit and the word of his tongue, he simply opens his mouth and destroys all flesh. Amen. The Battle of Armageddon. Again, just let your mind go. God steps into this place, you know, in the clouds. With the 10,000 of his saints, and the whole world is now on alert because Jesus the Christ is here. He's here for battle. You know, he's not here just to visit. He's here for battle, the Battle of Armageddon. So he has the attention of everyone, you know, on a white horse, on a stallion. You know, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, not riding on a donkey, you know, but on a stallion, on a white horse. You know, he's king and lord, coming here to do battle. Who shall stand against him? Who shall be able to stand? So we thank God for the word of God. We thank God. We thank God. We honestly thank God. God has a plan. You know, the millennium kingdom, 1,000-year rule from Jerusalem. Jesus Christ comes and establishes kingdom here on the earth. And there's peace on earth for 1,000 years. And where he is, there we shall be also. The church comes here to be with him here in the earth. Amen? 1,000-year rule. You know, let me take you to Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11. Can we go there, please? Start at verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, spirit of wisdom, understanding, spirit of counsel, might, the spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not be judged after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with the righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove and equity for the meekness of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with a rod out of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Listen to this. Listen to this. But the righteous shall be judged, shall judge the poor, and reprove cruelty for the meekness of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with a rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteous shall be the gird of his line, the faithfulness of his gird of his ring, and the wolves shall dwell with the lamb. Listen to this. Peace. Oh, we're talking about peace on earth. 1,000-year rule called the millennium age. Theocracy will be the government of that time. Christ ruling through. He is the head. He is the shepherd, the bishop, and the shepherd of our soul. He shall rule. All power and authority has been given unto him. Lord of lords. Understand this. Get this in your spirit. You know, when we start talking about the kingdom, you know, theocracy, God ruling through, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, law has order. The one he said, obey them that have rule over you. You know, there's order. God is a God of order. He set people, you know, in the body of Christ, the members are set according to God's desire. You know, God gives you the authority. God gives authority. And those that obey him, he gives the authority. Amen. Christ ruling through theocracy, theocratic government. Obey them that have rule over you. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the ass. And the weaned child shall put his hands on the crocodile's den. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountains. For the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen. Amen. We shall know in part, but when he shall come, we shall no longer know in part, but we shall know it all together in full. Now, yet, though it does not yet appear, but when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. We thank God. We just thank God that God has a plan of salvation from time all the way over into eternity. God has a plan. He has a purpose for his world. From the beginning, God, you know, had a purpose in mind. When Adam failed, you know, God saw fit to put man in time, allow him to work himself out of time into eternity. Now he sits back and watch to see who is for him and who is against him. You know, who is for the Lord? Who's on the Lord's side? Who's able to stand in this evil day? You know, who's able to stand? Surrendering all and doing all to stand. Stand, having your loins guarded about with truth, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, feet trodden with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be strong in the Lord, brothers. You know, people have got to commit themselves. They've got to make up their mind. The gospel being preached didn't profit some of them, not being mixed with faith. So we see because of unbelief, many could not enter into his rest. This is the gospel being preached here today. The word of God is true. It's a matter of whether or not you're able to receive truth. Amen? You know, being able to receive what thus saith the Lord. Word not being mixed with faith. God has a place of rest for the people of God. You know, there's a place of rest. Abraham sought for a city, not made with hand, but eternally made by God. You know, sought for the city, that holy city, that Zion, beautiful city of God. You know, riches untold. Beautiful city, mansions, you know. God has a place of rest, amen, for the people of God. And we can enter into that rest. You know, we can enter into his rest and find pasture and find, you know, grazing, a place where we can, you know, come in and be satisfied. All them that are hunger and thirst for righteousness, the Bible says, shall be filled. You know, God knows how to satisfy. He knows how to satisfy you. He knows how to give you the delight of your heart. If a man ways, please God. If a man ways, please God. He'll give you even the desires of your heart. So we see the millennium kingdom in place where there's peace on earth. You know, the natural order of things, you know, being led by a little child, you know, God, you know, these are symbols of, you know, the nature of a lion and the nature of a cow, and just the very nature of things have changed because the power of sin, you know, the power of sin has been removed from the world. Satan's been bound after the Battle of Armageddon. Satan is bound for 1,000 years, thrown into the abyss. So Michael, to chain him up, Michael laid hold of the old dragon, him and the false prophet, and they're cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And after 1,000 years, he's released for a little season. Amen. So Jesus establish his kingdom here on the earth for 1,000 years, 1,000-year rule. We thank God. 1,000-year rule. His kingdom here on the earth. The church will be here with him. You know, they will be here wherever he is. He said he promised that we will be there with him also. You know, of course, the white throne judgment. And after the Battle of Armageddon, hell, death, and the sea give up their dead, and the wicked dead appear before him, and a judge for sin. They're judged for sin. You know, the second death, you know, the second death, going into outer darkness. After the judgment, hell and death is thrown into the lake of fire. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my rewards are with me to pay every man according to his work shall be. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is righteous, let him be unrighteous still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Behold, I will pay every man according to his work shall be. You know, God doesn't force anybody to do anything. We make choices. And we either stand with him or we stand against him. He appears. I can see it. The whole eastern sky is lit up with the presence of the Almighty God. Didn't he say that he will be the light of the city? A light that cannot be, you know, apprehended. You know, the light that shineth in darkness, and darkness apprehended it not. Could you imagine the whole sun and the moon refuse to shine? You know, the earth shakes, have a fit, you know, mourning over the things, the sin, that Satan destroyed this world, and, you know, mourning over the the very effect of the world that we live in, a falling away, a fallen state from the presence of God. You know, evil man, evil hearts, evil intentions, murderers. You know, just think about it. You know, this is a situation. The world begins to shake. You know, the sun refused to shine. The moon, you know, refused to cast her light. We thank God. We thank God that He has a way and He has a plan for this world and this life. You know, He has a plan. Amen. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God again. Whose side, brothers and sisters, are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the Lord's side? Made up mind. You know, mind's made up. Heart fixed, you know, attitudinal. You know, you got your attitude that you're going to make it. You got your faith, you know, on heaven above. You know, a made up mind. You know, a made up mind. Heart fixed on Jesus. Sir, if I would, see Jesus. Amen. Sir, if I would see Jesus, this is where we need to look. You know, we need to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. He's coming. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for His people. He's coming back for His church. He is coming whether you want them to come or not. He is coming back. Amen. We're going to stop there on the night. We thank God. We thank God. We feel rich down in our soul tonight. You know, we feel sanctified. We feel satisfied. We are encouraged. I am encouraged. Amen. I am encouraged about what the Lord is doing in my life and in the world and the things that are soon to come. They are soon at hand. Amen. So we thank God for this opportunity to minister the Word of God. We are grateful, honored to talk about the end time and the things that will soon come to pass. Amen and amen. We certainly bless the Lord on tonight. Is there any questions? If there's no question, we're going to pray out. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, our hands are lifted up, our heart desires are fixed. Mindset, Lord God, we just thank you for all things. Praise you, God, for all things. My Lord, we just ask that you look at the affairs of man here on this earth. We thank you for new mercies, Lord. Morning by morning, new mercies we seek. Now we ask for grace, Lord God, that your will be done here on the earth. Faith to believe, Lord. Faith to believe. Grace to perform the things that you have purposed in my life and in the life of your people, Lord God. And faith to believe. Oh, God, bless us even the more. Even the more, God. We pray for the lost. We pray for lost souls here and everywhere, Lord God. God, we just ask that you would turn the hearts of men back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you would speak, Lord. speak to the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh, a heart that can respond in the name of Jesus Christ, a heart that knows love, that understands love, that cares, that is concerned about their sister and their brother. We ask for a heart of flesh, Lord. Allow love to be in the heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak, Lord. Speak to our heart in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for ears, spiritual ears to be open. Allow us to hear what thus saith the Lord. Open our ears to understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of truth, that he would draw man, draw us in the name of Jesus Christ. That your angels, Lord God, on assignment, Lord God, that they would minister to the hearts and the needs of people everywhere in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for a shifting, a turning, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to turn things around, shift them, God, in this earth realm. Move by your Spirit, Lord God. Move from heart to heart. Touch us, Lord God. Revive us again. Breathe into our life, Holy Spirit, the breath of life that we can live. Speak a word, Lord God. Speak a word, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let a word be spoken in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless us, God, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept as our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank God. We thank God, and amen.